Thank you, Captain EO, and Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. We shall miss you.
Yep.
All right. Heading to Hollywood Studios. Buckle in, everybody.
Oh, it's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough. We're gonna just go right for it. The Great Movie Ride, 1989 to 2017. Everyone collect yourselves and center yourself. And here we go.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is not bad.
It is not.
It's not bad.
No. Yeah. But I like it.
And I understand why they had to do something because they lost a lot of the rights to the movie. But they could have rethemed it and used a lot. You have so many Disney movies that you could have pulled from.
Mm-hmm.
And as they acquire studios, you could have added stuff in after the, like, sorry.
Yeah.
I love that ride.
I love that ride. The only thing that I did not like about that ride, and there was something I did not like, if you had a bad actor as your vehicle driver, attendant, whatever, if you had someone that was not a good actor and their performance fell flat, it was really just could be an awful experience because it was just... Yeah.
Well, no, you bring up a valid point. On top of that, I remember a lot of the time towards the end prior to the closure was that half the time they wouldn't even do the switch out.
Mm-mm.
Because they just didn't have, they weren't staffing for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that switch out made, you know, that was a huge thing for that attraction.
Yeah. That really hurt because it really did have some movie scenes. My favorite part of that was at the end when you came to the end with the big screen and all of the different movies playing. That would move me to tears every time. All those huge movie moments, you know, just all happening at the same time. And I miss that. I'm glad that they now have that movie show on the Chinese theater. And if you haven't checked that out, please check that out. It's really wonderful. If you like movies, it's really wonderful. But yeah, when I had a good actor, The Great Movie Ride, absolutely phenomenal. But I do love Mickey and Minnie's. So I don't know.
It's a good ride. I like that it's you know, I don't think it's emphasized enough that it's the only attraction with Mickey and Minnie in it. It's the only one. They're everywhere, but I like that, you know, with how much love The Great Movie Ride had, for it to get replaced with anything and to be the, you know, mm-hmm. the mouse that started it all. Mind you, I am not a fan of the new caricature Mickey and Friend versions.
Goofy looks like,
but
a
I
hobo.
Do like the ride.
It's hobo goofy.
I have opinions. I have opinions. You know, people, if you want to hear our opinions, our genuine opinions about certain things that might not be filtered, please let us know. I'm very curious if that's something you'd be interested in. Yeah, I just don't like that. But other than that, I do love that what replaced it is something very iconic that's going to be timeless. Mickey's Runaway Railway is going to be timeless no matter what. You know, I would be curious to see if there's any way that with the technology that they used to create this, if they can ever change those scenes.
No.
Maybe not. But, you know, other than that, I like it. And it's a family-friendly ride. Anyone can ride it. So I think that's important, too. Because Hollywood Studios has a lot of thrill rides, not as many whole family friendly rides. So
yeah,
that's my two cents.
Alrighty. Next, the studio backlot tour. I miss the backlot tour. I think having Hollywood Studios, it'd be nice to have a studios, that and that backlot was really cool. Like the houses and Catastrophe Canyon, and it was awesome. I loved it.
Well, and at the time, it was a MGM was still a working studio.
Yeah,
you know, they had what, like one or two sound stages where they would record that, but I think it was very minimal, you know, at that. But so it, what do we had a section that closed off first, and that it, so it made it smaller for Lights, Motors, Action, and then closed it completely, which, you know, and that, but, and what was cool about that one, honestly, for me, was the fact that Mouse One sat back there for a whole lot of years, and that was Walt Disney's personal plane from Burbank to Orlando. So the actual plane, not a replica, but the actual plane sat on that studio lot.
Yeah, it was, gosh, it was cool. We did, it was replaced by Toy Story Land. Toy Story Land is amazing. I think it's a great thing. I just wish that they could have kept some of the
trees.
Backlot Studios part. What?
As if trees for shade.
Yeah, trees for shade would be good.
Preach. Did Andy not have any trees in his backyard? Like, I mean, at all?
If you're supposed to be toys, the you could almost do the blades of grass. I don't know.
Deuce, give me something.
Yeah.
Did Andy's mom not put an umbrella out back for shade? Like, at all?
Apparently not.
That red, concrete cement thing just makes it that much worse, I think. I don't know about you, but
yeah.
Oh, especially when it rains, that'll just cook you from the underside and the over, you know, on top of you.
Yep.
You also slide. Yep.
It's one of the only reasons why you will not see me in the Slinky Dog Dash queue, because it's pretty much outside and it's miserable. I don't know. I don't know what Disney was thinking with that queue, honestly. Yeah. It's just not it. Just
they have put up umbrellas, but it's not a big help. All right. Lights, Motors.
Still love Toy Story Land.
Toy Story Land's amazing. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
Lights, Motor, Action, 2005 to 2016. This was a high-speed stunt show. It closed for the Star Wars expansion and replaced by Galaxy's Edge. I saw this once. It was okay.
It was a worthy replacement. It was a worthy replacement. Star Wars?
Yeah. Were you a fan, Kelton? I see Kelton's face. Kelton loved this show. Okay.
You're allowed.
I'm hurt.
Sure.
Lights, Motors, Action was one of the best shows that has ever crossed Walt Disney World. And I will take that. Brooks, you can put that on my headstone when I die. That Kelton thinks that Lights, Motors, Action was the, well, second best, because Fantasmic is the best.
Thank you.
Second best show on Walt Disney World property. I mean, like, okay, because we look at what, you look at what Disney has done to all of these attractions. They're cutting them for maintenance costs and staffing and all of this. Lights, Motors, Action had all of those problems. Try how many vehicles
and safety.
Safety first. Safety always begins with
right.
Yeah.
But they were very safe because it's a movie set. So think about all the maintenance to all of those cars. All of the stunt drivers are not cheap. Mm-mm. Like, and it ran for how many years? 11 years worth. Like, y'all, come on. It
I remember seeing it on Disney Channel. It was promoted a lot on Disney Channel. I do remember this.
Did you never see it?
If I did, I don't remember.
Is Michael
there? If I did it. No, he's not.
Is he working? I'll text. Okay, I'll text
him. Yeah, you can text him.
I mean, Brooks, what did you think? Did you... Oh, 2000...
I may have seen, because I went 2004, 2005, and then I didn't go again until
2017.
I think I may saw it. I mean, if I did, I remember it being a good show. And I remember seeing it, like Steph said, like on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I think it's fun seeing all the different perspective of these attractions from different.
Man, yeah, that was such a cool show.
Yeah.
God, that was okay. We can move on.
All right. Sounds.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. Sounds Dangerous.
Now on to Kelton's favorite show.
I hated this one.
I really did not like this either. That is Sounds Dangerous 1999 to 2012. It was a Drew Carey-led 3D audio show, and it closed due to low guest interest. Like Kelton has said, if this had a long wait, Hollywood Studios is busy. I did not care for this.
If you're going to a Drew Carey-led show, hire some improv actors and do Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Thank you.
Improv actors. Yeah. Pay them $10 and a cup of coffee.
Where the they points are made show. Up. What is it?
Where everything's know, made up and the points don't matter.
Everything's made up and the points don't matter. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where was this located?
Over right across from Indiana Jones. They probably run shorts there now.
Okay.
Gosh, that was...
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that didn't like it.
All right, I'm going to skip over the next one because I'm going to do that one last. But now, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Play It from 2001 to 2006. This was a live game show experience where guests could participate in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And win all kinds of stuff, like even a Disney cruise. I think wasn't that like the $1 million?
That would,
thing was
yeah,
a
that
Disney
was
cruise.
Yeah.
I never got to do this.
So this was one of my most memorable things from my 2004 trip. Like, I loved this so much. And I came so close to getting in that chair.
So, I was going to say, because you had like.
Yeah, so we did it twice because I begged. I was like, can we please do it one more time? Can we please do it one more time? And we did it. And it was either first time or second time. Someone was in the chair for a very long time. Because if someone got out quick, they would do two guests in the hot seat. But person was in there for a very long time. So, but the whole time, the audience is still guessing to try to get their spot. And it's like, oh, we've ran out of time, but just for fun, let's see who would have been up on the hot seat next. I would have been up there. And I was like, I can stay for the next show. My 17-year-old self.
Poor little baby Brooks.
Yeah,
that would have been a cool story. Like, if you, I mean, it's still a cool story because it was hard. I remember that, you know, there was like a lot of people that were like, this is a strategy. No, this is a strategy. This is a strategy. And it was hard to get on there.
Mm-hmm.
They did not make that easy. All right. The last one, the one that is very special to my heart because this was my first experience as a cast member. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the movie set adventure, or as Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Playground, as most people called it. 1990 to 2016, it was a big kids area where you were bug-sized. It closed for the Toy Story Land expansion. This place was just chaos. Just chaos.
It was the coolest place to be in MGM Studios at the time.
Yeah.
See, I really hate that they've taken away, because there were several places in MGM Studios where you had Honey, I Shrunk the Kids at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's no
nothing.
But
tell me, how great would that be in Animal Kingdom right now?
Yes. Like, I completely agree with you.
I'm surprised.
I remember, I have a picture somewhere of me, little me, with a giant ant from the playground.
Flick.
No, Auntie.
Was it Auntie?
Flick is from A Bug's Life.
Yeah,
they had
Flick. It was a big brown ant.
Oh, okay, on the big brown ant. They did have Flick right outside the gates.
No, yeah, I remember it was a big brown ant.
Yeah.
And yeah. I remember posing with the big brown ant in the playground, and there's a picture somewhere of it. But yeah, I do remember I played a lot when I was very young there. Jen, we probably crossed paths.
Probably. And it was fun as kids. It was fun to play as an adult. As a cast member, it was not fun.
Please tell me more.
Fun.
Yeah, let's hear the story.
So
I want to know more.
Mm-hmm. Parents, and I'll try to make this quick because we still have a lot to do, but parents were supposed to go in and supervise their children. Parents did not go in and supervise their children. We would have parents show up and they say, here, you watch them, and walk away. And kids are running around like banshees. There was, at the back of the playground, there was also a fence, and there was maybe a foot and a half space between it. Kids would climb up the rocks and drop down and then be trapped between the fence, and we'd have to go and rescue them. If it rained, we had to close because everything got very, very slippery. So trying to stop kids from coming down the slide, you know, because once they got to the top of the roll of film slide, they wanted to come down. And when it was wet, it was very slippery, and they would just come flying and crash into the wall afterwards. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of trips to the first aid.
It was section. It was a mess. It was a mess. And then, you know, and parents, you would see them. They would just all sit like right by the entrance, and the kids would just be everywhere, just everywhere.
That's where my parents sat too.
Yeah. It was chaos. It was fun. I was happy to be a cast member. You know, that's where I started my cast member journey. I ended it at Pack Fantasmic and at Tower of Terror. So I was only at the playground for maybe like 4 months. So, yeah, it's very special to me. I wish that they had more playgrounds like that. I think, like Brooke said, in Animal Kingdom, it would be great as, you know, just something for A Bug's Life. They could make something like that. I think it would be really, really cool. But yeah. All right. Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Wait.
What?
I have another honorable mention.
Please share.
The Osborne lights.
Take a moment on the streets for that.
Of America.
Oh,
moment of silence.
Moment of silence.
It's so thank you.
You can also add in there the Streetmosphere actors.
They were fun.
Mulch, Sweat, and Shears. Anybody? Anybody? Mulch, Sweat, and Shears fans?
I'm not sure what you mean. Y'all,
after this, I'm going to send you some videos.
Please do.
The best. They were a band that was legit on the cutting edge of technology. Really, they were dressed in like lawn maintenance, you know, cutting awesome. Edge, you know.
Yeah, I really hate that Disney decided to cut back on funds for Streetmosphere actors, because I really feel, A, that's something that was very important to Walt Disney himself, but B, I mean, it's just something else to, you don't have to queue to be entertained when walking through the parks, you know? It's just a completely different experience that really just takes the magical atmosphere another notch up, so... Yeah, I know that was very prevalent in Hollywood Studios, and not the case anymore.
No.
Sadly.
Good honorable mention.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Animal Kingdom. Discovery Riverboats only ran, it was less than a year. It was a scenic tour around Discovery Island. It closed due to guest confusion and low excitement. I would love to have that attraction open now. those little boat cavalcades go by, and I'm like, that would be so cool. Though, did anyone ever do that? I didn't. No, you guys were little.
Seven.
Yeah, y'all were little. Yeah.
No, I think it'd be fun. It would be nice if Disney would bring different things like that back.
So I'm saying boats do not do well at Disney.
Like, yeah. Why?
Or like do something over there in Asia where you have the right across from Expedition Everest, where you have the huge huge seating.
We will discuss this.
Okay, I'll wait.
Sorry. Yeah, we will discuss this. I think those will be the honorable mentions, Kelton. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We have things to discuss.
Okay. Pocahontas and Her Forest Friends, 1998 to 2008. This was a live animal conservation show. It closed due to low attendance. I never saw this.
I remember it. I remember Camp Minnie Mickey, and I remember Pocahontas was like right there. Mm-hmm. I don't remember being as excited for it, like, you know, Festival of the Lion King or Tarzan, like we will discuss. Yeah, it wasn't the most popular. I do remember that. But it was a nod to Pocahontas, and I still feel like Pocahontas does tie in very well with Animal Kingdom. And if you realize, she really doesn't have much going on across the Walt Disney World parks, which I think is sad. So even if this wasn't the best for her, I hope Disney's listening, because we need some justice for Pocahontas somewhere. Well,
so I literally just saw something about this show on one of my socials today. But basically they were saying they don't use, because you have Miko meet and greets every now and then, but the Pocahontas isn't as much, because I think her family doesn't like her being used. And then kind of how she was portrayed,
like real life Pocahontas real life, family. Yeah.
And like how she was portrayed in the movie. So
well, she's portrayed in Phantasmic and everyone loves her.
So as an attraction. So
okay, I can maybe understand that, but a lot of love for Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of love for Pocahontas. Nothing but love.
All right, one that made me very, very, very sad, Tarzan Rocks. I loved Tarzan Rocks. I just...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So it was a stage show that had live singers and a live band and people just flying around and climbing. I mean, there was just so much activity. If you can find a video to this, and I know that they're out there, go watch this show. It is phenomenal. The amount of talent in this show. Animal Kingdom has the best shows with the best talent on Disney property.
Yep.
You know,
I think the only thing that Finding Nemo has better, I like the Finding Nemo show.
I loved
the Tarzan show. The only thing that Nemo has better is that they actually made it into a closed theater.
Mm-hmm.
Tarzan Rocks used to be open.
Yeah.
So it could still get humid and muggy and gross, and it wasn't too much of a respite. Like nowadays, Finding Nemo is a respite from the heat. It is very cold in there. But yeah, I completely echo everything that you're saying, Jenny. Tarzan Rocks rocked. And I said that on purpose.
Are we sensing a theme here?
Just a little bit. Did either of you guys see this show?
Yes.
Well,
I believe we did.
Yeah. It's so
I just think it was so great that they were able to turn that into a musical. And again, Tarzan's one of those other movies that really doesn't get enough love.
Yeah.
It ties perfectly into Animal Kingdom. But what the heck?
I would love for them to bring that back.
It was a great show.
Disney, bring it back. Bring it back.
See, so I think it would be cool if they did almost like a rotating show where Finding Nemo is, to where like maybe every year you can rotate like Tarzan Rocks and then bring back Finding Nemo and then
I'll do you one better. Okay. I'll do you one better. Here's a thought. I love Conservation Center, or at least the petting zoo and that whole area, and you got Rafiki on the walk into the petting zoo. But really, truly, why do we have an animations, class. That's what I'm looking for. It's an animation class of sorts where you learn to draw Simba and other iconic Disney characters. Cute. But really, is that a crowd pleaser, Disney? I think.
And you could do that at the resorts. Should just.
Yeah, exactly. I think that could be a great setup for a show. Put a show in there, Disney. Bring Tarzan Rocks back.
Please.
Doesn't have to be the same, but like, hello. I just think it's really cool. If you've ever been in there, the wall mural with all the different animals. I'm not saying that you're going to keep the same thing or whatever. I mean, I know you got the petting zoo there and you've got a bunch of other stations back there for the animals that they take care of, but it's indoors. I'm sure there's some Disney magic and pixie dust that can be wrangled for something like this. I don't think that we need an animation center for learning to draw Simba. I think we need Tarzan Rocks back. That's, you know.
I love this plan. I'm for it.
Thank you. It's just a waste of space, if you ask me. I love the petting zoo. That is not a waste of space. The rest, Disney is so good at incorporating messages into their storylines. Incorporate the message of Conservation Fund into that show. I'm sure they can do it. And if they don't have anyone to write at Disney, hire me. I will help you write the storyline. We can figure it out together.
Hashtag hire Steph.
Please, Disney, I'm here.
All right. Finally, for Animal Kingdom, before we get into our honorable mentions for this park. Is it Primeval?
I never knew. Honestly?
I don't know.
I never knew.
We're going with it. Primeval World. 2002 to 2020, it was the spinning coaster in Dinoland USA, closed due to frequent maintenance issues, but now we know that they are going to be taking out all of that area and putting in a whole new land.
Tropical Americas.
I...
A.K.A. Encanto.
I did not like this ride at all. We know, if you've listened to other episodes, I am not a fan of that whole area. Just not a fan. It's too carnival-like for me.
Yes, I don't like the carnival circus. There's a theme. Mm-hmm. Could it be Primeval World? I don't know.
I don't know.
But
doesn't matter now.
We didn't mention it. So I did like this ride when I was very young. But my family, I was very young. But my family was like rock, paper, scissors, shoe. Who the heck is gonna go on this ride with Stephanie? Because no one liked this ride. It was just jerk and swing and jerk and oh my gosh, always having some sort of an issue. Very carnival ride. Wow. But again, for someone who didn't like roller coasters for the longest times, this was like the closest thing because there wasn't like a huge drop. It was just like a woo, woo, woo. You guys get it.
It was a fun ride.
Yeah. I think it was fun when you're small and more nimble. Once you start getting like back pains and stuff, then it's like, no.
So in your 30s. That's
not it. Yeah. I guess. Like I said, my family was like, who's going to go with her? Like, she really wants to go on it. She loves this ride. None of us want to go on it. And I was like, all right, I'm fine. I bounce back every single time.
This was one of Kelsey's favorites.
Really?
Aw, Kelsey, shout out.
So.
It was a very unliked ride, though. I do know and recognize that.
It was always voted like the worst ride. Mm-hmm. So. Which meant every time we went, there was a very short line.
All right. We're going to do some honorable mentions. I'm going to turn it over to Kelton for this because...
Why me?
Because I want to... I know you've got honorable mentions.
I have at least one.
Okay.
Okay. And so it's a show, not really an attraction. However, if anybody knows the Jungle Book Alive with Magic, okay, it was a show in 2016. It was actually the filler in for Rivers of Light. Of course, taking place right across from Everest. That, honestly, hands down, best show that had been in Animal Kingdom. I mean, because you had, it was great to tell the story of the Jungle Book that way. You had live performers that, you know, would sing. Then you had dancers and musicians. It was such a cool show, and one that, yes, I will be sending this YouTube link to you all as well, as long as everything else I've sent so far. Probably, I mean, it's right up there with, you know, just below Lights, Motors, Action on my list here, going up to Fantastic. So that's my honorable mention, The Jungle Book, Alive with Magic.
Few. I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah, I've got a few. Let me know when you want me to mention them.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the first one, I'm trying to find the name of the second one, or the third one. So the first one, this was special to me. This was very special to me because for whatever reason, I distinctly remember always standing near Safari to watch what used to be Mickey's Jammin' Jungle Parade at Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Animal Kingdom used to have a parade and it was phenomenal.
It was good.
It was phenomenal. I just, when that disappeared, I thought it was one of the saddest things ever because it was something else to add to Animal Kingdom. The characters interacted with the kids. I mean, it had all the magic and pixie dust that you get from any Disney parade. Hello, you know, what is it? The festival. Frick. What's the one they call the Magic Kingdom?
Festival of Fantasy.
Thank you. It had everything. And I remember seeing Mickey in his safari outfit looking cute as heck. I mean, it was just phenomenal. It really was. And I don't remember what the route was, honestly. Because like I said, I really just remember being over by Safari. Mm-hmm. And watching it, and it would be interacting with you so much. That ended in 2014, according to the Webernet. Very, very sad about that one. Do you guys remember that?
I did, yeah.
It was actually fabulous.
Casey and her family were chosen as the family of the day for that that parade.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh. That's really awesome. Okay, so that was my first honorable mention. Bring back parades at Animal Kingdom. Thank you, Disney. This one, too many, was a joke. But I'm going to mention anyways, because it's still endless entertainment. And that was Disney Kite Tales.
Straight joke. Absolute trash of a show. Straight trash. Yep.
Did not do well, but it created phenomenal memes on the internet.
It did. It was great content.
So, according to the internet, Disney Kite Tales was a daytime lagoon show where they had multiple showings at Disney's Animal Kingdom in the lake by Expedition Everest. It featured elaborate kites of Disney characters and ended its run on September 30th of 2022. I think it lasted maybe a year, maybe. You might have seen it all over the internet, TikTok especially. There was always the infamous Baloo or King Louie, one of the Jungle Book characters, would never lift up. And then when it did, it would always crash onto the guests in the rows in the stadium. And it was like, what is happening? When it went well, like when they had a good showing and there was no crashes, sure, it did well. But that was maybe 2% of the time they actually had a flawless show. Every other time there was something wrong going on with the kites and they were just flopping and flying and not cooperating and someone was getting injured. And it was endless entertainment for everyone that was watching it on the internet, not those watching it in person. So RIP Kite Tales, you will not be missed. But goodness, did we have our laughs from afar.
I wish that they would put in a drone show there.
Well, could they do that with the animals?
Yeah, because like they're silent. Far
enough away.
Yeah, because it's they can't do anything with fireworks or anything.
Fireworks, right.
Because of the animals, but the drones are pretty silent. I think a drone show would be awesome there.
Now, like, let's speculate, though. Okay, so we saw the drone show over the summer last year at Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. That's not the first time Disney has dabbled in the drone realm. Mm-hmm. I think something more is coming. They are, you know, something's coming with the drones. It's only a matter of time, really, right now. So maybe for 2025, March right now, so maybe by 27, you know, we could see an announcement. If we see an announcement this year, we know it's within the next 5 years.
Yeah.
You're not wrong, especially because they do such a great job with drones over at Disneyland Paris, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They've gotten plenty of experience there, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But speaking of shows, and I do agree with you, Calton, I think drones might be in the horizon. There was one other show that Disney had, and I really, really enjoyed this show. Actually, it brought tears to my eyes, and I feel like that's like a true testament to whether or not one of Disney's shows, like nighttime shows, is good, is whether or not you cry. If you don't cry, like I didn't do in
Be careful.
Which was the one before Happily Ever After currently over at Magic Kingdom?
Oh, Enchantment.
Yeah, did not cry. Did not cry, therefore it was not good. Period. End of discussion. Fight me on this. If I'm crying happy tears, boy, does that get my stamp of approval. This was one of those that had my stamp of approval to the point where at the time when I went to see it, it was towards the end of its running period. And that's when I realized, man, I want to work at Disney. And it was a little too late for me.
Never too late.
It's never too late. Yeah.
Well. It is, and that was Disney's Animal Kingdom River of Lights. And that was you don't remember this? This was from 2017 to 2019 in Animal Kingdom. It was not long lived.
Oh, I remember. It was trash.
I still cried. You didn't like it? I cried.
Jen?
I'm on the fence about it. It was pretty. I liked having something there. I liked having a nighttime show for Animal Kingdom. I love that. And Animal Kingdom is my favorite park, so I'm all for anything that enhances and adds value to it. However, there were moments where the boats just seemed to go kind of slow. I think it was just a little bit too slow moving for me. You know, like Fantasmic, you have the boats and obviously they have to go slow because there's characters on it and, you know, all of that. But then there was a lot of other things going on to where you weren't just focused on that. And I don't know, like it was good, but it wasn't one of my favorite nighttime shows by any means.
I won't say it was my favorite, but I did like it. Yeah. In my defense, I only saw it twice, and I thought both times were fantastic. Mm-hmm. I just really liked how, like Brooks was mentioning before, Epcot Forever had nods to, like, old rides and stuff. And I felt like this was, you know, an incorporation of so much that brought Animal Kingdom to fruition, movies and characters alike. I loved Lion King is probably my favorite Disney movie, the original animated one, not the live action one. And I just loved, you know, a lot of the music and the nods to it. For me, it was one of the first times that I ever got to saw Disney's incorporation of projections on fountains and, like, water displays. And I really liked it. I thought it was innovative. There was a period of time in my life between high school and college where I really didn't go for a long time, too long for my liking. So I kind of skipped out on, like, this technological advancement. And so when I went back and I saw this show, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the Disney that I love, that is always trying to incorporate new things and bringing in all the original movies and elements that make us truly fall in love with the brand, right? So I liked it. I mean, right now we have, like, the Tree of Life Nighttime Awakenings projection that sometimes happens at Animal Kingdom. It's, like, something that I see in passing. Oh, cool, look at that. And then I keep walking. Like, there's nothing really that pulls me to it for the most part. I think I watched it for the first time in full back in, like, December, because it just was, like, cute. It was dark. It reminded me of the holidays. But that is something that Animal Kingdom lacks, is having some sort of a show. And I get it, for the animal's sake, you know, they're very limited. Mm-hmm. I liked that they had this show on the lagoon, because they didn't have that anything for a long time. Then they bring it back, Kite Tales, and you're like, well, this is ridiculous. So that is undoubtedly and undisputed a waste of space. No one, I mean, maybe three people, sorry for those three people, are going to hang out in that theater area and sit down. They're probably just sitting down waiting for someone to get off of Expedition Everest. And for the most part, there is absolutely no shade there. So, of all places to sit and wait, that is not it. Not during the day. So it is truly a wasted space. Yes, do I love seeing the cavalcades and stuff? Absolutely. I mean, especially when you're hanging out in Nomad's Lounge and they kind of, like, pop by. It's awesome. So, you know, my honorable mention has to be these shows that used to be that, despite Kite Tales being just, like, not it, it was still an attempt to bring in something else in that space. And I really hope that with these updates to the park, we'll see more of that, because I would love to see, if not a parade, some sort of nighttime show to kind of wrap up your day. I mean, you've got a nighttime show in every other park except for Animal Kingdom. And I feel like that really, really influences people's thoughts and opinions on why that park is on a full day park and just a half day park, because you go to your rides, you have nothing else to do, you leave, you have five rides to go on, four, and then a couple shows, and the shows are fantastic, but there's nothing really to hold people there until the end of the park day. That's what's missing.
And plus, seeing Pandora at night is spectacular,
but you don't always get to because of stupid daylight savings. I said it.
I agree.
It's true.
I agree.
I do, you know, yes, we've harped on Kite Tales, but Disney at least tried.
Yep.
They tried.
Completely agree.
Something. I'm still upset because Jungle Book Alive with Magic had no fireworks. It would have made sense, but the theming of this episode has a lot to do with staffing. And Jungle Book had a lot of performers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disheartening. Something, I do hope they are working on something now to put in that park. Because, I mean, when we were there back in September, I mean, that area held Kelsey, Casey, Ellie, and Kenny, while Brooks and I did Everest 3 times in a row on the single rider.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes. So, you know, they did such a great job on that. I don't know, do you call it a stadium, amphitheater, you know, sitting area. Yeah. I hope they bring something to it. I really do.
Yeah. It needs to happen. Disney, are you listening? Because you should.
You should. All right, everyone. Well, nostalgia is a big part of Disney fandom. While we miss most of these attractions, since we all have some that we, it's okay. Change allows Disney to continue creating new experiences. You know, Disney is always evolving. They're always moving forward. There's so much new stuff on the horizon. I'm so excited about some of the announcements that they've done, especially some of them yesterday. Like, yes, like bring it on. I'm so ready for it. You know, Disney, Walt himself is quoted, you know, as saying Disneyland will never be completed. It will continue to grow as long as there is imagination left in the world. You know, the same goes for Walt Disney World. They're going to keep going and improving and creating new things with new technology. And, you know, it seems like it might be the experimental, you know, what do they call it?
Experimental prototype community of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's more of a disaster zone all the time. Yeah. Those walls. What did they call it? Experimental prototype construction of tomorrow. And yes. My little Amelia coined a term for Magic Kingdom, that it was magic construction with a K, because it's starting to look a little construction-y out there. And that's okay, because new stuff is coming. They're working on it. It takes time. It takes a lot of manpower. It takes a lot of permits. So,
you know what I read today? So Disney made this post. Some of you might have seen it. Some of you might not have. But what really stuck out to me, and it's like Disney in numbers, or Walt Disney World in numbers. If you haven't seen it, go back. They posted it today. And what really stuck out to me is that since 2017, I think I saw, Disney has brought out at least one new attraction every single year since 2017. And they're going to continue that trend for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
One new attraction every year since 2017. Those were Disney's words, not mine. Don't come at me, Kelton. I see that face. He's going to Google challenge it.
All right. Well, at the beginning of the episode, we have a trivia question, and I had no idea about it. So, Brooks, why don't you fill us in on the answer?
All right. So, if you remember our trivia question, what was the very first Walt Disney World ride to get replaced? And we mentioned it in this episode. So if you were paying close attention to the dates, it was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which closed on September 7th. 1998 to make way for the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, which opened on June 4th, 1999. So Winnie the Pooh got
the word ride, because we talked a few that were shows and other stuff that closed earlier. Keyword ride.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, that just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook discussion group, our Facebook page. You can follow us on TikTok and X and Instagram. Stay up to date with all things travel, but mostly Disney. If you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com. Let them know that the podcast sent you. And lastly, if you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears podcast, we'd love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. So until the next episode, thank you so much for being with us tonight and for sticking this out with all this nostalgia. We love you and have a great night.
Bye.